Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and it's shaping up to be a long, hot summer in Baltimore as the turmoil over the death of Freddie Gray is being accompanied by a crime wave, the deadliest month in 15 years. The latest, a mother and her 7-year-old son found shot to death in their home on a quiet block in Baltimore's Uplands neighborhood. That makes 38 homicides for the city this month. Kenneth Burns, reporter for WYPR in Baltimore, joins us. Ken, how are people taking this deadly news in coordination with the tensions that are already existing with law enforcement?
We're definitely looking at a mixed bag, John. You have people who are frustrated with all the violence, and that also includes city officials who are at this point begging for people to come out and give information if they know anything about, especially with this latest homicide in Southwest Baltimore, but for all of the cases that we've seen in this spike in violence.
Now, there's talk, there's discussion. This happened, you know, following some violence here in New York, that the police conducted some sort of quiet slowdown in enforcement of laws. In the case of New York, it was about traffic tickets more than anything else. But is that the suspicion in Baltimore? And again, we're on speculative ground here. So I don't want to push you out on any sort of area that you're not comfortable in.
Well, John, there hasn't been any known or suspected slowdown in work. However, the president of the police union here in Baltimore, Gene Ryan, released a statement saying that officers are now afraid of doing their job properly because of the charges that our state's attorney, Marilyn Mosby, brought up against the 6 officers involved in the Freddie Gray case. They're afraid that the prosecutor in the case is ignoring a Supreme Court case where they decided that the cops did have probable cause if they are in, say, a high crime neighborhood and a suspect takes off and the police follow suit.
And so the suspicion, the accusation on the part of the police union leader is that by entering a neighborhood, the prosecutors in Baltimore have made it a provocation, that even if the police show up, that looks like a provocation and that makes it harder to do their job. That's a sort of way of, encapsulating what she's saying there.
You summarized it perfectly. And also there have been complaints from police, particularly in the Western District where the Freddie Gray incident took place, that now when officers are making an arrest or doing their job, you have citizens wielding cell phone cameras around them as they're doing their job, making it a little bit difficult and in some cases a little bit hostile.
Would you say that there are opportunistic criminal elements that would take advantage of a situation like this, and that's part of what we're seeing in Baltimore?
That's the other item that Gene Ryan brought up. He said that police are now powerless and that the criminals are now empowered and that there's no respect.
And, I said long, hot summer. I mean, we can recall long, hot summers in the past in Baltimore. How fearful are people that this is not going to end anytime soon?
That is the fear. That is the fear that I picked up, that everyone's afraid that we're going to return to a time where you have long, hot summers and long, hot spikes in violence.
But the temperatures are decent there today, Ken. Is that right?
They're decent today. They'll be decent tomorrow. Meteorologists say the forecast is only good 3 days out, so we'll leave it at that.
Yeah, that's real speculation there. Kenneth Burns, reporter for WYPR in Baltimore. Always a pleasure, Ken.
Thank you, John.